A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
What's news from overnight?
Global health emergency.
Well, yeah, that's what the World Health Organization have declared it. And I guess it'll mean they'll be a bit sort of stricter at airports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As we kind of said previously, like it'll hit people who aren't well.
Yes.
Worse. Like, it's the same with cold and the flu and stuff like
that. Stay healthy.
If you're generally healthy, you'll probably be okay. Even if you get it, you'll probably be okay. Obviously, not to be reckless about it or anything, but
like, don't go licking doorknobs or anything.
I mean, that's great advice for life, though, really, isn't
Pretty
it?
Much.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So there's a bit of fishing action to remind you of. This weekend is the next window in the abalone season. So stay safe tomorrow morning when that is on. And marin season is going through till Wednesday. Nice. Feb 5, it shuts down. So if you want to do it.
Seafoody kind of week, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got your last few opportunities here. So details and permits, don't forget fish.wa.gov.au for details there. Sunday is also World Wetlands Day.
World Wetlands Day.
Celebrating wetlands. And Mandurah has a celebration lined up on the eastern foreshore from 10 till 3.
Nice.
To celebrate our own wetlands. Yep. And if the start of the year is dragging.
Which it is.
Today is here to help. Our wacky American friends have declared today National Fun at Work Day.
Fun at Work Day.
That's right. So
so how do they propose we do that?
Well, they suggest you rally your co-workers and bosses.
Rally.
Plan parties. Schedule activities, bring in goodies, and get everyone in on the action.
Mm.
Pants optional.
Pants optional. I don't think they wrote that.
No.
They just added that.
May have added that.
Okay.
But just remember, you're only allowed one day of fun at work per year, so today's the day.
Everything
back to normal Monday, please.
Good luck with that.
So I got a notice from Facebook today on my timeline saying today's data privacy day.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about how much Facebook... the team wanted to make sure that I have my settings right for my account and stuff. So I've looked, just out of interest, I've looked it up. And Data Privacy Day apparently is, like they say, all about everyone around the world staying safe online and informed about how their personal information is used and collected.
Right? Yeah.
All good. Except Data Privacy Day happened 2 days ago.
Oh.
It happens every year on the 28th of January and has done since 2007.
So they're telling you today about it?
Yeah. I feel like, given that's now like the only way that I know when anyone has a birthday or various other things, I think we're all in trouble if Facebook is getting dates wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Like, I don't think my brain's up to the challenge of remembering dates anymore. That's what Facebook is for.
Yeah.
If they can't do that, what am I going to do?
I don't know. Use a calendar again.
Find a diary.
Get your diary out that you'd never used.
I need to get a new
one. You just chucked out a fresh 2019 one, didn't you?
Not a word was
written in it.
No, that's right.
97.3,
Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With the latest from the Fame Game, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Motion Picture Academy has announced that Billie Eilish will perform at the Oscars next week.
Oh.
Billie is fresh off her big night at the Grammys, where she won 5 awards, including Best New Artist. Her appearance at the Oscars is being called a special performance, which I think might mean that she's going to reveal the James Bond song she's been working on.
Really?
Because she's going to be doing the song for the upcoming Bond movie, No Time to Die, and we're waiting to hear that. Okay. So if they're calling it a special performance, I don't know. Maybe she'll do it on the night. The Oscars are on February 9, which is next Sunday.
Okay.
Now, Billy Ray Cyrus says Miley Cyrus's next album is gonna kiss some butt.
Kiss?
Kiss.
Right.
Yeah. I know. You think you meant kick?
Maybe.
It's gonna kiss some butt, apparently.
So she's sucking up to people. Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Good one, Billy. He has teased one of the album's music videos, saying that it's gonna take place at Miley's funeral. Calling that track ridiculously crazy good.
Okay, so much.
A lot going on here.
So much confusion out of that.
So apparently there's a really good song on her upcoming album. That's good. The music video is going to be taking place at her funeral and it's going to be really good, okay?
It's going to kiss butt.
It's going to kiss butt.
Yeah.
Her upcoming album is rumoured to be titled She Is Miley Cyrus, so look out for that one.
All right.
Surely not too far away. And Dua Lipa has revealed that her next album, Future Nostalgia will arrive on April 3. The singer has also shared a trailer for her next single, which is called Physical and should be out tonight. This is the teaser. I like it.
Sounds all right.
Nikki and Danilo, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.